I see your lips moving, but
that's another one of my talents.
We on?
Yeah, we're on.
The Real BS Show?
That's right.
Coming at you live. Coming at you. Well, what we have here is a four-way conversation with Mike. Are we allowed to say your last name?
Yeah, I'm not in hiding any longer.
Oh, okay. Mike Hutzel, Gary Taylor, Bill Hinkle. Well, I'm still in hiding. What if
there you go.
And Seth Kuiper. Yeah. Oh, shoot. I just had a good train of thought and I forgot it. But this isn't going so good, is it? Well, we just wanted to talk about the band, how we all got to know each other, I guess you could say. And, you know, where it all began, what, 50 some years ago. And it's, for me, it all started with sports, wrestling, and I got to Clarion College, and that's where I met Gary and I met Mike. And somehow we ended up being roommates, me and Mike. And Gary, we just, I'd go home for the summer with him, stay for the summer. And, Mike and Gary were in a band called the, now brace yourself, it's called the Rear Entrance. And, it was a popular band and it was a lot of fun. And, that's where it all really started musically. And, it's been going ever since. And shortly after, I got drafted after the Army, Gary come up and he was playing guitar like a madman. So we just been kind of in touch over all the years, but not a lot, you know, just every 10 years or so we connect.
Right.
And, Mike, what do you want to tell us about your thoughts about this this distance band thing? You got any?
I like cake.
Any cake? Where? How's that fit in?
Well, you and I, we kind of lost track of each other over the years.
Yeah.
I tried to touch base with you once when I was playing in a band in Erie, and you were off doing something else at the time. And I think the next time you and I hooked up was when we had that 50-year reunion with our freshman dorm people.
Oh yeah, down in Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
yeah. Well, you look like you just graduated. I just remember that.
Oh, you got to have a good moisturizer.
Yeah, well, you got to drink the right water or something. No, I don't know.
You got to drink.
There was no there was no mistaking Mike Hutzel, that's for sure. But and then after that, I mean, I don't know. I've come up with this idea of trying to play music over the internet.
Yeah, and you called me.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you think when I first suggested that?
Well, it was funny because it was something that since I'd retired, I've been wanting to do a little more recording at home, and I always want to get back in touch with, you know, folks that I've known. And it's actually something I had thought about, but there was the opportunity right there. So
yeah, it was, we talked you into it, huh?
Yeah. Not a hard sell.
Yeah. Right. Oh, I know. I saw a video on Facebook. I think you did a song and sitting on by the dock or something. I don't know. Something like that. It was just you playing and singing.
Oh, just reading
on Facebook.
Oh, that was Georgia on My Mind.
Oh, yeah. Georgia on My Mind. There you go.
Yeah, yeah. So one thing led to another. And Gary, you're a whole nother story. Holy smokes. You had that hot Chevelle and you used to go to Greenville and tear up the town a little bit. And
we're learning some dark secrets here.
Yeah. Well, it was a good time. It was fun time, summertime. Well, I'd go home sometimes. I went home with you once, Mike, on Uniontown, I think is where you were living.
Yeah.
You grew up. Yeah.
Yep.
And I did the same thing with Gary. I think I went home one time on a weekend or something. So it just that, well, Gary and I, we had met through wrestling. Never expected ever this would be the result, but he whooped my butt at districts. I remember that. I think I was a sophomore or something, junior maybe. But Gary, he got mixed up with music in the rear entrance, and that was it. You know, he was a wayward after that. Coaches didn't like him playing music.
No, they didn't. As you said, I knew you through wrestling, and then we both ended up at Clarion for wrestling. And I think you introduced me to either you introduced me to the whole band or you introduced me to Mike first. I can't remember. And then they were having a practice shortly thereafter, and I went to the practice. So we kind of talked about what kind of music we wanted to play, songs that we wanted to do, and so on. And it just kind of took off from there. Mike was in it a lot longer than I was, but you know, it was a good college band. That's what it was.
Yeah, it was pretty popular. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We had a pretty good following there for a while.
Yeah, it was playing all over the place. I mean, Du Bois and Brookville and clear over to Hermitage or over by Sharon there for some college stuff. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Mike was playing bass at that time, and I was just singing at that time in that band. So
that's yeah, I was just putting together light bulbs and stuff.
Well, you were running the light show from the lights from, well, we don't know where they came from.
We'll have to ask Doug about that.
But you ran a heck of a light show, and that entertained the people. It may have been you that drew all the people out instead of us.
No, I don't think so. But it was definitely fun, very memorable, and I'm glad we all came back together here, even though there's a lot of distance between us, we still made it happen.
Yep.
And
you need experience.
Yeah. So what's your thoughts about this distance band and the suggestion when I first mentioned it to you, Gary?
Sorry,
yeah, Gary.
Well, I was quite open to it because I had watched, you know, these different world bands and people playing from, you know, different countries and all that stuff. I just thought it was really fascinating. And I thought, I don't know, I'm going to need a lot of help on the computer end. I mean, it's not like I haven't seen a computer before, but, you know, recording, making a track, and sending it on and all of that. So Seth helped me out a lot on getting started on that. And you know, Bill gave me, you know, ideas for, you know, just, we talked a lot about different songs, and I was playing out acoustically by myself at that time. So I had, you know, I had some songs that I thought, you know, we could work on, and, you know, we would have at least a foundation of, you know, acoustic and some singing to get us started on a couple songs. And that's what we did.
Yeah, it well, to be honest, I mean, what we're going to do is play all the songs that we've recorded so far and on this show. And oh, the very first song, when I heard it, I said, well, there's a good one to start with, because there's only three chords, you know, just the same thing all over and over and over. So we tested it out on that. And Well, just so everybody knows what's going on, Gary's plays acoustic guitar and he plays electric guitar and a lot of leads. And he's also a singer. And is this recording?
Yep, yep.
Is lead vocals and harmonies. And pretty much all of that stuff is done by Gary and Mike. Mike's lead vocals and harmonies. But Mike plays guitar, Hammond organ, you know, synthesizer, all kinds of keyboards, piano, lots of different stuff. So Mike's really the... He's really, I call him the musical director.
He's a master musician.
Yeah, he comes up with all kinds of neat stuff. Yeah. And then Seth, he started out as the computer expert here and putting all this together.
I'm a programmer, you know, software engineer. So
yeah, what's your story? Over there? Well, you're sitting over there dozing off.
No, sleep over here. I used to play music when I was younger until I had my hand injured, and so that put a kind of stop to me playing any music. I used to play guitar, I used to play a little bit of bass too. I used to have a lot of equipment, and then after my injury I sold it all, or I gave it to my brother. He lived down in Georgia, and so he ended up having a lot of my guitar equipment when I was down in Fort Benning. But after that, I just, after I got out of the Army, I, became a software engineer. You know, I've always been interested in computers and whatnot and making programs. But then I got into the, I've always loved music. You know, music is something that I think is a cultural universal that everybody can enjoy. There's probably some people that don't enjoy music.
Well, there's a few out there. Yeah,
there's a bunch of, like, Grinches.
Yeah.
But I think... I've always enjoyed the process of making music, and I find it something of a fun challenge. It's something that's like it's touching a different part of my brain, if that makes sense. That's more the creative side. Working with Bill, Bill, you used to run Raven Sound, so you guys did a lot of audio mixing and yeah, with our radio station,
work, yeah.
The radio station here, we started a radio station in our town, and that kind of started off a catalyst of bringing music and doing audio recordings. Those are new things I never had. I mean, I knew how to use Audacity, but not to the level I know now, or even mixing in general. And then I started recording local artists. And that was, I'll put it this way, working with you three guys is a lot easier than some of the local artists that we had to work with. Some are very picky, they're perfectionists to a fault and to want like 50 recordings of the same thing. And you guys are bringing a level of perfection that through experience, where these local artists were just, they'll nitpick at this and want to have to redo the whole thing. I'm like, no, we can cut that little bit out and just re-splice in a new one. And it's just a lot easier that way. But this has been a fun project, and I look forward to doing more of it.
Much more.
there's so many possibilities.
As long as we're still breathing.
I mean, there's so many possibilities with this. And then COVID hit, and we had to cut back on people coming to the station. We had to really downsize.
Yeah, that was a real catalyst, I think.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everybody was not allowed to go anywhere.
And we were like, heck, I have a key to the radio station. Let's just try something here. We started doing the podcasts. The Real BS show. We used to have a radio show.
Bill and Seth show.
The Bill and Seth show. It wasn't the BS show yet. Yeah. But then it became the BS show. That's a whole other story. We won't get into about the radio station.
Yeah.
But the radio station is still going. And we're trying to bring back DJs. And
well, my story is, I went to Clarion to wrestle and ended up messing around with these musical guys. And
right.
Got me all screwed up. Then I went to, that summer I went to Woodstock and I never came back. I was gone. And ended up in Florida and New York City. I mean, all over the place. And I picked up the bass because there was only four strings and they're extra big around, easy to get to. And so this is for me here. So I took the easy way out, and I've been playing bass ever since. I played in a band called Philip and Lincoln and Cold Station and you name it, all kinds of them throughout the years. But I think the Distance Band is my favorite.
Right.
So what was I? Oh, I'm the bass player. Seth, you become the drummer.
Yeah,
you're in charge of drums.
Roundabout way, yeah.
And all the technical razzmatazz that goes to putting all this together, because, you know, it just we got a team. We got a good team, is what I think.
I will have to say is mixing is more complicated than it looks or sounds. Yeah. There's so many little, like, you know, you get like, let's say 20 tracks in there, and where's that coming from? Where's that sound coming from? So you're going through all these 20 tracks trying to figure out where something is. But that's the challenge. And once it's finally put together, and it can sound really great. It can just put everything.
Well, before we make this CD, we got to get a title for you.
Well, you know? I don't know. We'll just
Mike, we got to get a title for Gary too.
Yeah.
I mean, besides what you do, you know, vocals and guitar and all that. Gary should be the, I don't know what. We got to put something on there.
Yeah.
Musical advisor or something. I don't know. Well, Mike's just the musical director. I like that name. That sounds good. That sounds good. It seems to fit too, I think. And I always wanted to be the executive director because I don't even know what that is. But it sounds really good. Yeah. Sounds pretty official and important and everything. So we'll polish all that stuff up before we make a CD.
And we're still working on the name. I've been compiling that list, and there's a few on there. I will say I agree with Bill on one of them that I think is pretty darn close. It's our last initials with the name Distance Band.
Yeah, HHKT.
I like that Distance one kind of. You know, we'll work that out. You know, we'll do a voting thing and then kind of sort it through, and you know, that way everybody's kind of happy. You know?
Everybody I know, and I've spread this around quite a bit, they all know the Distance Band.
Yeah,
that's what they relate to. I hate to lose that.
It's tied to the fact that, you know, we started this during COVID when we couldn't get together, or, you know, even without COVID, we're still in different places. You know, it's kind of hard to travel. And it's taking advantage of this, you know, the internet. You know, the internet, you don't need to have you don't worry about the distance, you know. So it's kind of fitting.
Well, I think this thing's come a long way from where we started to where it is now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
when we started, it was just like, yeah, let's put a few songs together.
We're getting better and better at it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and Mike, you got any final advice or last words or before we dig into the music? Last words. I mean, saying it's this ain't the Geezer Distance Band. This is.
You sound like it's like an execution or something. No, he doesn't get any final words.
I just want to play the music for everybody, but I thought everybody should know how we got started and for the show, you know, give them an idea. And any final words? Jeez.
Well, about this, like Mike, you know, you were playing after college. You were playing in different bands as well, right?
Whole bunch.
Oh yeah. I played for a living for 8 to 10 years,
right?
And just traveled around and played at different groups, different types of jobs. I was in several trios, played hotels, and I was a musical director for a couple of brothers from Chile, the Carr twins. I guess I can say their name, but
nobody's gonna.
Well, you can edit that shit out anyway.
But yeah, right.
They were from Chile, and they had like a sort of a Vegas kind of act, and a drummer friend of mine and I traveled with them for a while, and we kind of ran the band. They did two sets and we did five.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
but, you know, sounds fair.
I've played a lot over the years, different styles, and I spent a little bit of time in Nashville. I had a local band that did some recording and was reasonably successful. Then I settled down a little bit and it was in a local band for 20 some years was very successful, and I had a lot of good friends over those years.
Yeah, that's the one thing about music. You make a lot of friends.
Yeah.
Doing the Raven sound business and doing all the concert work, I met a lot of Looney Tunes and a lot of famous people that you just would not believe what they're really like. What you see is not what you get, let me tell you. But it's all experience, you know. It's just
and Gary, you were also like singer songwriter for a long time there, performing in different places, right?
Yes. In the last 10 years, yes.
It's like that's, you know, so all this time, you guys have been constantly, you know, writing different things, trying out different things. And so it's kind of fun to put this all together, you know?
Yeah.
And
definitely.
It's like a weird way of like doing it, you know, because traditionally everyone would go to a studio together and record. And now it kind of is, you know,
it's a team effort. Bottom line, it really is. You know, with the web hosting and all that, you know, it's pretty, you've made it convenient and made it possible.
Honestly, even before the pandemic, I started hearing a lot of artists weren't going to studios anymore. They would have home studios and just record there. And then top acts, and because it's saving money, you're not paying for a studio time. You're not, you know, and the record companies, you know, a lot of them are, I use the word predatory as a word. I think a lot of them are very predatory in how they treat their artists and how much they get paid. So it's kind of a liberating way to get out of that mode. And there's a place for the record companies. I mean, they promote your album, but when some of the contracts were out there, how they were written, some of these kids were, you know, some of those artists were young and naive, not knowing how the industry worked, and got suckered in. And so now, you know, it's kind of a flip side. It's really hard to find new music. It really, because there's so much music. We're inundated with so much new music from so many different artists on SoundCloud or YouTube. And it's just daunting to go through that. And I'm speaking that from the FM radio experience, you know, looking for new music. I'm always on the search for new music that's going to, you know, that's kind of popular and getting more and more. It's very difficult because there's so much.
Well, the one thing about this distance band is that if you just start at the beginning and go right through every last song, it's really, I don't know what you call it, comforting or yeah. I don't know. It's easy to listen to.
And there's a theme.
And maybe I'm prejudiced or something because I'm thumping around on the bass, but it's still, it's really pleasing. You know, people ask me, what do you like to listen to? And I say, my own music, you know, the distance band. I don't like anything else. So like I tell people, I say, well, when we make a CD, this is the only music you'll ever need right here. So I don't know. Anything you want to include, Mike, that we may have missed? I mean,
no, it's been fun. It's been a good experience. And, I have been wanting to do more of this type of work. And this was kind of like my get in there and do it experience, you know?
Yeah. Right.
It was good. At the beginning, I might not be so happy with some of the early stuff, but as we went through, I think we got the process down a little better and the results are a little better.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's always learning. There's always learning to this, and I'll admit that on my own part.
If you're a musician, you never stop learning. If you do, you're not a musician.
Yeah, yeah. Your time is up.
there was in the beginning, there was also a lot of technical difficulties that we were facing, and then when a lot of those got sorted out, and then just simple little things like, oh, I found out how to do this little command here that does this, and it like changed my world. It was like I've never been the same since. It was like almost a religious conversion with figuring out how to work something. Not to make this is a joke with that, but well, that changed a lot, you know.
Yeah, it's been dangerous on this end, I gotta tell you.
Bill's witnessed me not lose my temper fully, but I probably had
it. The cussing at the computer.
I
start cussing the room.
I'll cuss at the computer. I've done that quite a few bit, you know, here and there.
So we start off with All Along the Watchtower. Yeah. Give Me Shelter. That was I like that one. That was one of my favorites. Guitar Gently Weeps, I think, is number three.
Yeah.
I probably lost track. But there's at the end of this thing is there's three originals.
Yeah.
There's a song called Dance With Me that's that came from Mike or his friends or something. It was pretty much an original.
And we also had Bill, what's his name? Bill Karzinski, right?
Oh, he did the first song.
Yeah, he did the lead on that first song. Yeah.
We got Guitar Gently Weeps, and I just bugged the heck out of Gary to play an electric lead and figure something out, you know, and pushed him a little bit. And
Gary did it. Gary does, he do a good job on those leads, man.
It's when we're doing these songs, there comes to a point, you know, after we start putting all the pieces together, where you say, okay, there it is. There's the distance band.
Yeah.
And it has that flavor. So we really got our own flavor, you know.
Yeah.
So
there's like a theme to it, you know. That's what it sounds like to me. Especially in this the last song we've been working on was the I want to call it the pipe organs, Mike. Those pipe organs in the chorus section were like, whoa. When that was added, it was like, whoa. It just, to me, that took it to another level of that song. And it made me feel like, wow, it's not like a church experience per se, but it had that churchy feel to it. Like You're in a church and boom, there's that the pipe organs come in. And I can't describe the words to the feeling of that.
So anyways, we went through a pile of songs, Traveling Alone. And there's even one song where these guys let me sing. And first time in my life. And it wasn't all that pretty, but
we spruced you up.
they put up with it. So I don't know. I can't see. I don't want to change you. There's Wounded Soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
Time Has Flown. That was Mike.
Yeah, it was Mike's
song. So I don't know if there's anything I'm missing or
Happier Times. I Don't Want to Change You. Not House of Broken Love. We didn't do that one. No. Leonardo da Vinci was the last.
That's
one.
Gary's, yeah.
Yeah, Gary's. Time Is Flown, Traveling Alone, While My Guitar Gently Weeps, Wounded Soldier. Wounded Soldier was Gary's too.
Yeah. With a little help from his friends.
Yeah. So I think that's 13, right? Am I losing track?
Yeah, that's 13. I remember that number. That's a lucky number. Yeah. Hey, I keep wanting to say something, but I keep forgetting what I was going to say. But anyways, this went probably a little rough, but we'll do better next time. But we're going to make a CD of the first 13 songs and get you guys a bunch of copies. And any parting words, Mike or Gary?
Yeah, I would just say that one of the interesting things of this whole distance band has been primarily it started out of COVID. So I think that that's, you know, it's pretty cathartic at that time with everything that was going on. And to pour yourself back into music was, I think, good for all of us. And you know,
we're shut down.
I had been playing out probably the 10 years before that. And the 10 years before that, I was just doing single songwriting. And you know, in a studio there, but the songs that I wrote, I always wanted to do, you know, with a band. I didn't want them to just be acoustic guitar and one person singing. So I really appreciate, you know, the fact that the Distance Band has given me a chance to kind of hear the songs the way I heard them in my head, because I didn't just hear them, you know, as a solo situation. So
yeah,
right.
Any parting words from you, Mike?
Yeah, along with what, you know, Gary just said, you guys kind of indulged the maniac inside of me. You know, I've been just, you know, flying by the seat of my pants writing all this music, and it's been good for me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, we enjoy what you do. That's for sure.
I appreciate you guys letting me, you know, have my way with some of this stuff.
Oh no, that's you're the music director. But I just feel privileged. I feel kind of like an honor or something to be hanging out with you guys, and you guys letting me thump around on the bass, you know, and putting up with me, I guess. Like I told my kids, I said, when I kick off, this is what you're going to get. It's a couple CDs. That's all I got left to give you. And because I'm pretty much asset free right now. So this is it. And I just want to thank both of you guys, everybody. I mean, all three of you for helping and wanting to do this and really putting yourself into it. I mean, holy smokes. It's really an honor. So with that said, I guess we could on with the music and just sit tight and you know, I don't know how long it is, probably an hour or more, but it's all our songs so far.
Yeah.
So thank you, Gary.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Are you in your studio down in the basement?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, I can see your wiring.
That's soundproofing, Bill.
Yeah.
Now, I think this has been a very fun project, and I think I agree with what Gary said too, and Mike about, you know, kind of all bringing out our maniacs a little bit. And it's been refreshing during a time that's been very difficult to even sometimes be mobile especially in the beginning of during COVID. And now things are starting to finally completely open up, but it's still a refreshing thing, you know? I mean,
yeah, now they're going to nuke the world.
So we'll
have to figure that one out.
That's for another show, Bill. But I appreciate you guys a lot, especially your creative minds and the ideas you bring and suggestions. Because it's always good to have a different perspective on things. I think...
Well, before it gets too deep here, we got to start the music.
Yeah.
All right? Hey, Mike, Gary, thanks for doing this, and we'll see you soon, okay?
All right.
Vaya con Dios.
There's some kind of way out of here. Send the Joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman that drank my wine. Blind man ate my falsely now. The hours get late. kept they mute, while all the women came and went, barefoot servants too. Outside in a cold distance, a wildcat did growl. Two riders were approaching, and the wind began to
It is in the shelter of others that you can find real, true shelter for yourself.
Oh,
I look at Traveling alone, I've grown tired of traveling alone.
never do the things I used to. I guess it's not good enough, this I see. But I'll remember happy times. Life, it hits me, comes faster now, day by day. Places that I never trade you for the world, never do the things I used to. I guess it's not good enough, this I see. And now remember happy times. We'll be right back.
wherever you are. Know that I adore you.
Water.
can see you in the mirror. All the dreams are locked inside my head, holding on to one another, afraid to let go of what we knew. Locking circles like that trick, but in a moment they'll come apart. Dawn and night, said, please beware of the danger inside his me. But all you came, my love, a wounded soldier.
pictured face capture all the radiant, all the love that comes through you. But I feel helpless without him. Capture you tonight.